Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged episode. I have no idea. But before we get going, I'd like to give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Go over, mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off and they'll take really good care of you. Before I forget too, if you like this podcast, go over and check out some of our other ones like High School Hoops, Coaching Youth Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. If you're looking for that one defense that will work against anybody, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast, the Rule of Three Offense that will work at any level, go over and check those out. Leave a 5-star review. We would like those. But also go over and check out teachhoops.com. For coaches who want to get better, it's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's resources. It's everything. It's what I would have wanted as a 27-year-old basketball coach. It's a roadmap to success on and off the court. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I'm a coach. I understand how it goes. Go over and check it out. Kick the tires around. See if it's for you. And if it's not, we'll part our ways and we'll say thank you and move on. But I guarantee you're going to love all the material. And the material we're always putting in teachhoops.com. But anyway, have a great day, everybody. And let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk about 10 things that players, I'm going to 10 or 11 things that players can always do despite their talent. Number one is you can always pass fake and shot fake. I think that's a lost skill and something that players need to learn to do. And you know, I always say every time you catch the ball and you're on the offensive end, you should look at the rim. Because you want to be a threat. You want to be an offensive threat. You want to shot fake. You want to pass fake. You want to look at the rim because you'll see everything on the court. Number two is know our stuff. You know how to execute them, know where to run, know our plays, know our expectations. Everyone can do that despite their ability. Number three is to play hard. There's no reason not to play hard. There's no reason not to execute. There's no reason to not come out and give it everything you have. If you're sick, then stay home, get healthy. So number three would be play hard. Number four is team first. It's us versus me attitude. You don't need talent to put the team before you. And I think sometimes that's harder for parents, knock on wood. So team first attitude, I think, is extremely important. Number five is understand a good shot, understand shot selection. So there might be a reason you're open, and that's why you can have the shot. So shot selection and understanding shot selection is important. And that us as the leaders of the team, we have to definitely explain that to all of our players. Next thing is to concentrate. To focus, to be there. Number six would be to concentrate, and that's hard. That's harder for teenagers to do that. Next one, seven, would be listen. Listen and learn, I think, is kind of the same thing. You can't listen, you can't learn if you're talking or you're distracted. So listening. Next thing is everyone can be in shape, can be conditioned, can be strong. Number nine is be an example for the community, for the younger kids. And the last thing that doesn't take, you know, talent is rebounding and defense. Everyone can do that. Now, obviously you need quickness and size and some of those things, but to rebounding is a knack. There's a reason Rodman was as good as he was. Part of it was skill, but part of it was his ability to be able to know where that ball was going to bounce at all times. So let me go through these 10. Number one is pass fake, a shot fake. Number two is know and execute our stuff. Number three is play hard. Number four is team first. We versus is bigger than me. Number five was shot selection. Number six was concentration. Number seven was listening. Number eight was being in shape. Number nine was being an example for everyone. You know, actions speak louder than words. And number 10 is rebound/defense. That's where I was kind of getting at 10 or 11. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Hey, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk about simplicity. It is something we have done in our program for a really long time. We can get our offense and our defense basically on a 3x5 card. However, I thought it was really important to kind of jump in right now because a lot of stuff I'm reading on social media and stuff is just, you know, simplify, simplify, shorten, simplify, which is fine. But I think you're doing your team a disservice if you do not have tools in the toolbox. If you do not have things that can help your team win. I can tell you, I lost the state tournament because there was a coach that hadn't played zone more maybe than 13 possessions did it in the state finals, and he was willing to adjust, and we probably hadn't prepared as well as we needed to. I think thinking that you can just run defense X and you're going to run it for, you know, in our case, 36 minutes. And you're not going to do any tweaks, and you're not going to do, you know, and even a tweak of, you know, maybe doubling or things like that. I think you have to have things in your toolbox again, to be able to go from man to zone, to be able to go from a continuity to a non-continuity, to maybe some quick hitters, to maybe Coach John's not going to love this. Maybe the Princeton isn't working and I got to go to more of a dribble drive or something. Now, are you going to be great at all of those? No. Do we have these kids year round in high school level? No. Are we college coaches? No. So I think you have to have some of those things, not only in your back pocket, but you have to work on them throughout the 4 or 5 months of a high school season. You know, if you go down the rabbit hole of, oh, I'm only going to do this or I'm only going to do that, then you're not going to have the out of bounds play in. You're not going to have the special in. You're not going to have worked in situations enough. Those kind of things are not going to be at the level that you need them to be at. So just make sure that you're thinking about your team as a whole. You're thinking about simplifying, which I 100% agree with, 1,000% agree with. We probably complicate things too much. It's kind of the rule of three. And then we kind of take that to the next level. So it's just, again, something to think about, and have a great day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Also, subscribe and like. We do appreciate those. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.